In southern Illinois, most of the landscape is perfect for farming. In the summer, a lot of roads resemble hallways with corn being the walls. But even being surrounded by all of this fresh, healthy food, some towns don't even have access to those very foods. This is what's called a food desert, an area that doesn't have a lot of access to fresh, healthy foods. Southern 7 Health Department covers Hardin, Johnson, Massac, Pope, Pulaski, Union, and Alexander counties. Director Nancy Holt said most of these counties are food deserts because they have limited resources for healthy food.
We counted 17 in the entire seven counties, and there's three counties that only have one.
For example, Alexander County has a population of over 7,000 people, with over a third of them living in the town of Cairo. But the only grocery store in the county is 16 miles away in Olive Branch, a town whose population is just over 800.
Well, transportation is a big issue. It really is. You know, it costs money to drive a long distance to buy groceries, and you just can't hop in the car and drive 20 miles to the grocery store every couple of days to buy something. So
there are some small convenience stores that do offer some food choices, but on a much smaller scale in terms of quantity and quality.
They might be able to buy low-cost food, but it's not the healthiest food, and high-calorie, low-nutrition-type food then contributes to the obesity issue.
Shiloh Dietz is a researcher with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. She recently published a research paper titled Healthy Communities in Southern Illinois. Dietz found that price also drives the decision-making process when buying food.
Some of these fast food stores, you can swing in and grab a meal for under $5. And, you know, you have it, you can eat it. Going to a grocery store, the fresh fruits and vegetables often just cost more.
With fresh foods costing more, people tend to buy the unhealthy food that's cheaper, but not because they want to be unhealthy.
They know perhaps what's healthy, but they feel that they can't afford it. And so I think there is a financial aspect that, and an educational aspect that would need to go with any push for healthier communities.
On top of availability and cost, time is also a factor.
Well, people are busy, perhaps single parents or busy families working a lot, and so those options are oftentimes both cheaper and faster and closer.
And when you're busy all the time and take the easy route by going to a drive-thru or doing the grab-and-go meals from a convenience store, it can catch up to you.
So that leads to kind of an unhealthy lifestyle or an unhealthy choice, which increases obesity rates. Obesity rates are much higher across the U.S. in rural areas, and I think this contributes to it in large part.
Living in large rural areas where your choices are pre-made, pre-packaged, or fast food down the street versus an hour round trip to the grocery store also has an effect on how people eat and the choices they make.
As the distance increases, obesity tends to go up. And so I guess the further the distance to healthy food, the larger the obesity rates that we're seeing.
There are some healthy choices at these stores if you know what to look for. Southern 7's Director of Nursing, Cheryl Manna, says to look for foods that are considered low energy density foods. These are foods that have low calories per gram of food. This would be foods like soup, pasta, rice, and other items that absorb water. But in small stores, there could be a bigger issue with buying them.
At the convenience store, the food comes in a package size that can be smaller than what is available at the grocery store.
Holt says one way people can gain access to fresh foods would be at a farmer's market. However, those usually pop up where there's a large amount of people, like grocery stores.
Well, I think farmer's markets are a really good thing. I don't know if there's just not enough people that grow their own, you know, vegetables in the summertime to warrant, you know, establishing a farmer's market.
Manna says there are a few sprinkled around the Southern 7 area, but not enough.
We just seem to have, there's like a small one in Polk County, and they've been trying to get one in Massac County, but so far that hasn't quite taken off. But we have a lot of truck farmers in the, you know, Cobden, Alto Pass area.
To help get these farmers markets started, the USDA offers assistance through their farmers market promotion program. Last year, Carbondale received over $34,000 to do market analysis, to improve traffic, and offer more vendors to get more regional food to the community. But in those places that don't offer a farmer's market, Dietz says they could start small and build from there.
I mean, I think there's other ideas that we could think about. Maybe a small fruit and vegetable stand on the side of the road that people bring their produce to. You know, maybe less infrastructure planning goes into it, but you could still have a smaller version of that.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.